Good day, everybody. This is Carl.
And I'm Joe.
And we are with StanceWise. And today we are going to be talking about a little topic that scares a lot of business owners, and small business owners, that is, in digital marketing. And that is the Facebook pixel and metrics in terms of Facebook advertising. I know a lot of small businesses, when they hear this, they kind of glaze over a little bit.
Yeah.
So before we jump into that, as per normal, we want to talk a little bit about our underlining philosophy that we like to work with, and that is the PATH principle.
So PATH principle is an acronym. We love our acronyms here. The first letter is P for plan. Planning is the most important part until it comes time to do something.
Right. So if all you do is plan and you never take action, of course, nothing will ever get done. So A is act.
Now, a lot of companies will get stuck with the planning and acting phase and keep trying to do the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result.
Right.
Not going to happen. You have to track what you're doing, make sure that those numbers make sense, and if you're not getting the results that you want, you need to
hone it up, right? So you want to make sure that you look at the numbers you're getting after tracking them and then figure out what can you do to make this work better. Now, the Facebook pixel we're talking about today is all about tracking. And so you're going to have somewhat of a plan, we assume and we hope, and you're going to have put some ads out there, and the tracking component is going to let you get some intel that's going to help you make better business decisions. So before we get started on the technical side of that, obviously a little bit of information on Facebook is, you know, marketing 101 is be where the eyes are.
Exactly.
And the eyes are on Facebook. And so there's a number of statistics out there that show how many people are on these platforms.
Right, and when you look at Facebook in particular, you've got 2.25 billion people out of the 7 billion people on planet Earth that have active Facebook accounts and are signing in at least once a month.
That's right. Now, Instagram is also is owned by Facebook, and just recently this year has hit over the 1 billion mark. In fact, I bet you if we were to look into that statistic again, it's probably even higher than that now.
Exactly.
And so the good news is that from your Facebook marketing manager, your business manager account, you're gonna be able to track and manage your marketing for both Facebook and Instagram.
Exactly.
So we got a couple numbers here, statistics. For some of you who have watched some of our previous workshops and tutorials, this might be, you might have heard these before, but if this is the first time you're tuning in, you know, this gives you some information and just kind of put some weight on, you know, how many people are actually using this platform and why you should probably be considering it if you're not already.
Exactly. As we mentioned in the last slide, 2.25 billion people are using Facebook on a monthly basis. Almost two-thirds of them are logging in every day.
Right, so that's a large number of people logging in every day. And every visit's lasting between 10 to 12 minutes. So, you know, it's not just a quick glance and often something else. Like, there's a lot of advertising out there. People are inundated with this kind of, with advertising everywhere they look, but they are spending a lot of time on this platform.
Right, and you'll see with the last stat here on this page, 58 minutes per day is what the average American is spending on Facebook. So they're not spending one shot. They're in and out of there a few times a day. So that gives you multiple touch points to reach out to your audience.
That's right. Now, it's all good and fine that, you know, 2.2 billion people are using this platform monthly, but you may be saying to yourself, well, what about my audience? I don't sell in Asia. I don't sell in Brazil.
Yeah.
So if you look at the stats for Canada, 23.8 million people in Canada are using Facebook. Out of a population of 37 million, that's like 66% of our country's population in Canada. And this stat is mirrored very similar to the US.
Exactly.
Now, we got a couple more here as well.
Yeah. Something that I love is that 78% of American consumers have discovered a product they want to buy on Facebook. So they're not buying it because they've been given a bunch of ads that say, buy my stuff. They've seeked it out, they've found it using advertising, but non-invasive.
Right.
Non-invasive, they found it themselves.
They're discovering it. So it's a good place, it's a good way to reach potential customers that don't know about you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, right now there's 80 million small and medium-sized business pages out there, but out of that, only 24% are using paid advertising. So, you know, when Facebook first started out, everyone was like, you know, it was the Wild West of social media. No one really knew what was going on. It was tremendously underpriced.
Right.
Exposure was super cheap. Mm-hmm. And then people today are still expecting that to be the same way.
Right.
And obviously it hasn't. It's evolved. It's become a mainstream marketing tool.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're not using it as a marketing tool from a paid perspective, you're missing out on a lot of exposure. And obviously, if you're watching this video, you're interested in the Pixel, which means you're probably interested in using it to a more advanced degree and from a marketing perspective. So you will not be one of those 75% of companies not using it from this, we hope.
Yeah, and it, even to speak pricing, price out a Facebook advertising run.
Campaign.
And price out a billboard for a month on a busy highway near your place. Tell me which one's going to give you the better deal.
Right, exactly.
Facebook's organic reach for businesses has dropped off tremendously. We know that. It's the algorithm. It's not going to change. 6% of your audience is going to see what you're posting.
Right, that's the people who have liked your pages. So
exactly.
If you've got 1,000 people who have liked your page, 6.5% roughly on average are going to see your posts unless you use some form of paid media. And a lot of companies will say, or a lot of small business owners will say, yeah, but no one pays attention to those sponsored ads. That's not exactly true, because right now the stat out there is the average Facebook user clicks on up to 8 sponsored ads per month.
Exactly.
Right? So there is activity happening there.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into the next section here and talk a little bit about what you're going to need to think about when it comes to installing the Pixel for your Facebook marketing.
Yeah. Now, the first thing right off the bat, it seems a little basic, a little silly to say, but the first thing you need to have the Facebook Pixel is a Facebook business page.
Right. You definitely want to have that set up so people can be, so you can start advertising and using the numbers of, using the sway you have gotten from people visiting your website to get them to your Facebook page.
Exactly.
Now, you're also going to need to have a Facebook Business Manager account. Now, when I say need, it's not 100% a need, but we really recommend that you have the Business Manager account because this way, it's free, this way you have one control panel that you can control everything from, whether it be your Facebook Pixel, your Ad Manager account, your Facebook pages. In the future, if your business grows, and ideally that's what we all want, our business to grow, and you start working with digital marketing companies and other third-party entities, with the Facebook Business Manager, you're gonna have an easy way to grant them access to do work for you on your behalf and not have to jump through a bunch of hoops.
Right.
So if you set this up from the get-go, you're golden.
Exactly. Now, make sure that once you have the Business Manager set up, that you add in access to your Instagram account and your Ad Manager account. So as
That's Carl said,
you've got everything in one place, one control panel, one ring to rule them all.
That's right. Now, in order to set this up, if you haven't already set up your Business Manager account, you're going to visit business.facebook.com, and there's a big blue button in the upper right-hand corner. You're going to click that and create your account. Follow the prompts. We're not going to get into details on that. One thing that a lot of people don't do or don't figure out once they create it, though, is they don't actually know how to get to the full menu. So once you have this created, you're going to click on the little hamburger menu up at the upper left-hand corner, and then you're going to go right down to the very bottom of that left-hand column. You're going to see all tools. If you hover your mouse over that, you're going to get this entire menu. This is where you're going to find everything you need.
Exactly. So, there's a lot of options in there, and it ties the whole thing together for you.
That's right. So the Facebook Pixel. What is the Facebook Pixel?
Facebook Pixel, despite what it says, is not a pixel anymore. It used to be a pixel. Now it is a piece of code that you attach to your website that gives Facebook the information it needs to let you build proper audiences and run successful ad campaigns.
Right. So it's pretty straightforward. I mean, the question people ask is, well, do I need one right now because I'm just getting started, right?
It can be argued that, no, you probably don't need it right away, but you want to set it up right away so that when it comes time to start using it,
it's there. That's right. So you should create it. It doesn't cost anything to create.
No.
And if you set it up, it's going to start tracking information, tracking your users' behaviors, etc. And when you get to the point when you're ready to start doing some Facebook advertising, if you're not already ready for that, you will then have a data set that you can start working from. Otherwise, it's going to be a matter of you're going to realize, I need to start advertising. You're going to have to set this up, and then you're going to have to wait for a month or two in order for it to gather information for you. So start it, set it up right away, whether you're ready for it or not.
Yeah.
So a couple things. Again, we talked about what you need from the Facebook side, but remember, the Facebook Pixel is a piece of code, like Joe said, that goes on your website.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're going to need a website.
Yes.
And this is, in fact, your website, like we have been saying for 20 years now, I have been anyways, your website is your foundation for a lot of your marketing.
Yeah.
And from a social media perspective, a lot of companies unfortunately, these days have foregone spending any amount of time or putting any amount of thought and strategy into their website because they feel that everything is about the exposure is all happening on social media platforms.
Right.
However, what we now know is that the exposure happens on these platforms, mm-hmm. but transactions happen on the website.
You know,
people are filling out lead forms on your website. They're getting detailed information about you on your website. They're purchasing products from your shopping cart. So you're going to need to have a website that's well thought out because that's where you're sending people to and that's where the pixel will be tracking them from.
Exactly. Social media is not built for advertising. It's not built for selling to people.
Right.
You want, like you
yeah,
said,
selling, right.
Yeah, it's not for selling. It's for... You want people to know who you are. You want exposure.
Right.
As soon as somebody leaves that social media and makes it to your website, you have full rights to sell to them as much as you want.
Right. So make sure that you have a website that you can administrate. And if you don't, and you will need to work with your web admin to mm-hmm. be able to put this code in there. So
exactly. There's
two parts to the Facebook Pixel code. There's the base code,
yep. And
then there's the event code.
Right.
Now, most websites today are built on certain tools and platforms and that Facebook actually has a partner integration for. So if you're lucky enough to be using one of these, you're not going to really need to worry much about the event codes because they're going to be set up for you by default for the most part. Again, we're talking about very early on setup, out of the box. If you work with a partner integration, one of these partners, and you can see on the screen here we got a few. If you're listening to this on audio, just check out when you set your Facebook Pixel up, it's going to tell you who they work with.
Exactly.
But all the big guys are on there. You know, you've got OpenCart, Squarespace, Wix, WordPress, WooCommerce,
yep.
Kajabi, Shopify.
We've used it with Eventbrite as well.
Eventbrite,
yep.
Right. So it works with a lot of the big ones. So
yep. We're
going to go ahead and assume that you're using one of these platforms because working with setting up the event codes individually can be a little bit more time consuming, a little more technical,
mm-hmm.
but the base code will work right out of the box
with
these platforms.
Yep.
So there's three main reasons why people are going to want to use the Pixel.
Reason number one is to build an audience. And that's why we mentioned set up the Pixel now so that when you want to use it, you're ready. It starts gathering information about your audience immediately so that when you are ready to start advertising, that audience is already there. You're
right.
Ready to roll.
They can use that audience, and Facebook can actually see the types of people that like your that go to your page, that take action on your page, that
mm-hmm.
have either bought something or filled leads out. And then you can use the immense amount of information Facebook has on everybody and show advertising to other people like them. So audiences is a very super powerful thing to set up with the Pixel.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, driving more sales is on most small businesses' minds. How can we do that?
Right.
So you can actually set up your bidding to target people on Facebook who are more likely to buy from you based on past activities. And so having the Facebook Pixel on your site is going to be very useful in order to reach those people.
Right.
Right.
Without the Pixel in place, you'll know that people clicked on your link. That's all the information you're going to get.
Right.
Once the Pixel's in place, you have a lot more information at your fingertips.
What type of people are hitting that buy button? What
exactly.
type of people that are hitting that request a quote button as
right.
opposed to just clicking a link?
Exactly.
So very powerful on that side
yeah.
of things. And the third reason really is to measure the results of your ads. Like we keep coming back to that path principle, plan, act, track, and hone, right?
Exactly.
This is where you want to really track and see what kind of results are my ads getting me. I'm spending money on these ads.
Right.
In some cases, not a lot of money.
No.
But still, what are the results that that's bringing back to me?
Exactly. You want the best bang for your buck when it comes to this. And the best way to do that is to track the results, hone the results, and start the process all over again.
Exactly. Yep. So this portion of the workshop, we're just kind of giving you the why you should be setting this up. The next workshop, the next video is going to be a tutorial on exactly how to set this Pixel up.
Yeah.
Just a couple things though to think about. When you're creating your Pixel, you're going to do that through the Business Manager control panel. So like we talked about earlier, you're going to want to set up the Business Manager. Take the time to figure that out. It's not difficult because from here, this is where you can create your Pixel, because there's two areas in there you can create a Pixel from.
Mm-hmm.
There's the actual Business Manager side, and then there's the ad account.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. With the ad account, you can create one Pixel, and then you're done. No more Pixels.
Right.
But if you do it through the Business Manager, you get
up to 100 Pixels.
100 right? Pixels.
Not that the average small business will ever need, in a lot of cases, more than one Pixel, but just having that ability, that flexibility, if your business starts to grow and take off and you really want to have different tracking for different things, it's nice to have that flexibility. In some cases, some small businesses end up getting different divisions within their business, and they have separate Facebook pages for those divisions.
Right.
Well, by doing this, you now can have one ad account but multiple pixels tracking it. So our recommendation, go right from the business manager.
I wonder how many pixels Coke has. Facebook Pixel, once it's added to your website, you need to make changes to your privacy policy as well, because it's changing what information you're gathering about your clients and about your visitors. So as soon as that's in place, make the changes to your privacy policy so that everybody knows what you're tracking.
Definitely.
Nobody's going to read it, most likely, unless you're being audited. But in the off chance, you want to make sure that everything's in place and everything's kosher.
And from a legal perspective. So if you go to Google and type in Facebook Pixel cookies / privacy policy, they'll go right to the Facebook's page and they'll give you a little snippet of what you need to say on there. So again, the next part of this workshop that we're going to get to very shortly here is going to go in a little more detail on how to set this up. But just remember, there's three types of actions that you're going to be able to track with this pixel, and that's basically, like we talked about,
creating the audience.
Creating an audience. Number two, you're going to be able to create custom conversions. Yep. So this is like telling me how many times people visited this page or this page.
Yep.
And of course, the events, which are set up by Facebook by default, if you're using a partner integration, it'll tell you how many people have purchased and how many people have clicked submit on created leads. So this is where you can get lots of great information.
Absolutely.
Now, once you've set your Facebook pixel up and it's running, you're going to want to be able to see that information as to, you know, what's happening with that. You can get that metrics information right from Ads Manager, so right from where you're running your ads, as well as the analytics section within Business Manager again.
Exactly. So if you're familiar with Google Analytics at all, you'll see some similarities here with the Facebook Pixel. It's essentially turning your Facebook into Google Analytics, but for Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So that pretty much brings us to the end of our presentation here. I think we should jump right into the tutorial on how to set this pixel up. If you've thought about it, but you're a little intimidated by it, in less than 13 minutes, the next video will show you exactly how to do that.
Perfect.
Anyways, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.